What's going on, guys? Welcome to another week of the podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It's a new year, and with a new year comes lots of new goals, new ambitions, new things that we're going after for the glory of God, which is awesome. And a common goal that a lot of Christians put into practice in the new year is reading the Bible in a year, doing a devotional every single day, thinking to ourselves, like, this is my year. Like, this is the year I'm going to have a consistent quiet time with God, which is a great goal, but it's a little bit more difficult to maintain. In fact, if you're anything like me, and like a lot of people listening probably, is that you're strong in January, you're hitting it every day, you start to maybe fall off a little bit through February, and by March and April, our rhythm's all messed up. Right, we're lucky if we're hitting this thing every other day or a few times a week, and I get that. And the goal for us, though, as Christians, is obviously to maintain a consistent rhythm with God where we can open up His Word every single day, dive in and retrieve the wisdom, the insight, the guidance that God wants to give us. It's so crucial for our life. And so today, I want to give you guys four tips to never miss a quiet time in the new year. Like, seriously, if you implement these things, I'm telling you, it will change the way that you operate and will really allow you to be a way more consistent as you do your quiet time. So let's jump right in. Number one tip is to set a specific time each day to read your Bible and block off that time. I get it. A lot of people think at least that they need to be morning people. They're like, well, I got to get up at the crack of dawn and read the word because that's what spiritual people do. Look, I'm a morning person. I like reading the Bible in the morning, but that doesn't mean you have to do that. Just find a consistent time that you can open up the word or your devo or whatever. It can be in the morning. It could be at your lunch break. It could be at night before you go to bed, in the afternoon. Whenever you feel like, though, you have a relative amount of time that is uninterrupted every single day that you can set that time to be your quiet time, that's going to be very advantageous. It's when you start to ebb and flow and your time starts to become volatile and based on what's happening in situations around you that people start to miss their quiet time. And so be very wary of that. You know, personally, I think the morning's cool because I don't think I get interrupted much in the morning. But if your lunch break is like that for you and you find that every single day at your lunch break at work that you're uninterrupted, go for it. If it's right before you go to bed, go for it. Just make sure it's the same time every single day for the most part, and that will eliminate a lot of issues when it comes to having to miss out on it. That's number one. Number two is switch up how you consume the content. Switch up how you consume the content. Meaning this, a lot of people fall in love with the fact that they just got to read the paper Bible and that's the only way to consume God's word. Let me tell you something, that's not the only way. That's not the only way. You can consume God's word however you feel like you can do it on a consistent basis. That means a couple things. Number one, you could read the paper Bible if you want to. Go for it. I've done that before. That's cool. Or you can read the app. You can do a Bible reading plan inside the Bible app. That's cool too. It's the same spiritual impact. Or you can listen to the Bible. I know a lot of people listening to this podcast listen to way more podcasts than they read books. I'm the same way. I do not. Hey guys, before jumping back into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to this show's sponsor, Making Him Known Apparel Company. Making Him Known is run by my guy Aaron, and Aaron does an awesome job of making apparel that draws others to Jesus. They have hoodies, tees, totes, stickers, and much more stuff coming soon, all at makinghimknown.com, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you want to support this podcast, go support Making Him Known and go get you some awesome apparel. Like to sit down and read books a ton. In fact, I listen to more audiobooks and podcasts, and so I enjoy listening to the Bible. You can do that as you get ready in the morning. You can do that as you drive into work. You can do that as you drive home from work, whatever. But consume the content in the medium that you naturally are inclined to do. Don't pretend to be somebody that you're not. Just get God's word in you. And outside of that, it doesn't really matter if you're listening to it, reading it on paper and highlighting, reading on your phone and tapping and highlighting, whatever, as long as you can do it in a way that is consistent and in a way that gets you into the right rhythm so that way you can do this thing every single day. Number three, use a translation that you understand. There are so many different translations of the Bible, and we have an episode on this, on Bible translations and the history and the nuances of each one and how they're all put together, which is really cool if you want to get some background and context on that. But for the purpose of this newsflash, the best Bible translation you'll ever use is the one that you actually will read. You don't have to read the King James Version. You don't have to read the ESV. If you like NLT, read NLT. If you like the Message, read the Message, even though it's more of a paraphrase. But if you like NIV or whatever you like, just read that translation. Don't pretend that you have to be this person who is snobby about whatever they're reading. There is no superior translation for the most part. Just read what you understand, and you would sit down and read every single day. Just do that, and I promise you, you'll be better off in the end. Number four, start small and do what is reasonable. I want you to think back for a second. Think back to how much you were trying to read last year when maybe you got off course, your rhythm got a little ruined, and things got busy. I want you to think back. Were you reading a chapter a day, three chapters a day, several verses a day, whatever. I want you to take that amount that you felt like, okay, I struggled with this. Like I got off my habit with this. And I want you to cut it in half, whatever it was, just cut it in half and start there. Because what you do consistently compounds. If you're consistently reading, even if it's a smaller amount, it will get easier and inevitably you'll be able to build on that habit. But if you are consistently skipping because of the sheer load of what you're trying to read, then skipping will become easier. You'll get in the habit of missing your Bible readings completely. You don't want that to happen. And so start small. Do what you can every single day and do that. Don't worry about being this person who's trying to rise to some sort of level that maybe is just not the place that you need to be at right now. That doesn't mean you're less spiritual. It doesn't mean you're not as good of a Christian. It just means that you need to work your way into a real rhythm when it comes to these things, and you'll be able to build for the rest of your life. And so let's recap. Number one, set a specific time each day to read your Bible. Find a consistent, specific time. Number two is switch up how you consume the content. Read the paper, read the Bible app, listen to it, whatever, however you like to consume it, do that. Number three, use a translation that you understand, the one that makes the most sense to you. And number four, start small and do what is reasonable. One bite at a time. Take it slow. This is a marathon, not a sprint. But if you do these four tips, I'm telling you, you will never miss a quiet time in the new year. Enjoy, and I hope these transform your time with God in 2023.